You're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, Red Rock Hill.
My name is Sage Ho, Diggity Doggo. And I'm not about to leave. Shiny metal coming toward me too fast, and there's nothing up my sleeve. I can feel. Is real. Ribcage collapsing, femur snapping like pine in a fire on Red Rock Hill. Fading image, going dark without night, but I will not fade away. I am lost. I am tossed. My soul. Alpha Doggo coming to my rescue. Smells like bacon grease in my bowl. I am found. Sage Ho, Diggity Doggo, and I'm not about to leave.
Thank you. That's Red Rock Hill here on Studio One tonight. Welcome back to Studio One, Red Rock Hill.
Thanks, Mark.
It's good to have you here. Now, it's not quite the same musicians we had last time, though, so let's introduce the band before we get any further.
Mark, I'm Elise Philpott, and I'm on rhythm guitar, and I just played the humming on that last song, but I won't be doing much with the vocals tonight. And Jay Wetmore is my husband, and he is our lead guitarist and lead singer, and he writes all our songs for Red Rock Hill, and we're actually premiering a number of them tonight, so it's a real treat to be here. And then we have a really special member of the band tonight, Jeff Mussel, and he is actually Dogs on Skis bass player, but he is filling in for Dave Hansen, who is our usual Red Rock Hill bass player, and he has been unbelievable. He's learned these songs at the speed of light in about 2 weeks and has spent a lot of time coming to get together with us, and we've appreciated him so much. It's a treat to have him play with us.
Yes, thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been a pleasure, and we do big shout-out to Dave Hansen. He just got some parts replaced, and he's convalescing, and he will be back with us. I think we have a gig on the 22nd of May that he will be rejoining us for. So, Dave, get better. Get better fast.
All right. Well, it's great to have you back. And, Jeff, welcome to Studio One. And so we're going to hear new songs tonight. Are you a prolific writer,
yeah,
would you say?
Go in spurts. I'll go for a couple years and not write anything, and then this winter, for some reason or other, I kind of got back after it. And so some of the songs we'll play tonight will be really quite new. And then we do this next song coming up. We actually did on our other radio show, but I like the song, and we do it a little different now. But yeah, so it's something I've done all my life. So
it's Red Rock Hill on Studio One.
Let's see. So this song is called Relic.
I'm a lost farm relic, lying dead in the field from the 20th century. My tires are rotten and my axle stuck in the clay. And that don't bother me. Not much use for my kind. Even straight off the line, I couldn't do what they do today. And the fingers and hands that I've eaten, for that I'm truly sorry, I must say. Tiger lily around me now. The trumpet vine grows through all my spokes. I take my soul less and no wind. Ain't nothing more that can be broken. Century. flowers lay their wreaths around me. And no one bothers me. No one bothers me.
Thank you. Well, we're going to do a song. I think I wrote it in probably 2002. It was about the summer of 2001. It's funny how time passes. It's just seems like just yesterday I was writing this song, and now there's a line in it about our daughter. It's third grade Haley, and she's like a junior in college now. So, always a little scary, the passage of time.
1, 2, 3, go. Don't know why I feel so sad. It was the best summer I ever had. Started out with a trip to Utah. I saw sandhill cranes in the middle of Nebraska. Caught about 5 dozen trout on the south slope, my old hangout. Got to visit some of my old friends, and I hope next year I can do it again, because those days seems so far away. When I got home to my wife and daughter, all we could think about was cool, cool water. Summer days were hot and hazy. We'd swim after work and watch a paisley sunset over the cornfields west of town. Moderation. We headed east out to Tennessee, then we turned north to the Champlain Valley. In-laws and parents and brothers and cousins, crazy old aunt and one nutty uncle. Skinny arms, so glad to see them. I wish we could stay. We got home to our ripe tomatoes, late summer sun and the sound of cicadas, 10 shades of green and some tall lawn mowing. But deep down I knew summer was going when third grade Haley headed back to school. And after Labor Day they drained the city pool. The day's getting shorter, there's a chill in the air, and the farmer's almanac said beware of the hard winter coming this year. Cold, cold rain through my window came. September's not the same anymore. After cold, cold rain, and I feel a change. I think the summer's gone for sure. Summer's
Thank you. This is a pretty new song. This one's called Long Way from Annandale. I guess I wrote this one in the winter. I must have been bored this winter. That was it. I did a lot of songwriting. We actually had a bunch of gigs. That was fun. Except when it snows really hard and you have to drive an hour. That's lousy.
So Jay wrote this song this winter after he had heard a show on PBS about Chris McCandless, who John Krakauer wrote about in his book Into the Wild. And Jay was just really taken by that story and wrote this song after that. And it's one of my favorite songs that Jay has written.
When you left your place that morning, you knew that you weren't coming back. You took the beat up Datsun, it didn't take you long to pack. And as life's essential drifter, heading west into the sun, to crush your own existence and blow your dust on everyone. I watched you burn your money a long way from Annandale. Well, your car was almost buried, so you struck out on your feet. The desert laid before you and the people that you would meet. Pick you up and set you down and take you to the shore. 2,000 miles behind you, they were looking for your soul. And I watched you fool your family a long way from Annandale. You crossed the frozen river and you walked into the snow. You took the bus for shelter just as far as it could go. And you left your messed up parents and your friends along the way. And as life's essential drifter, you slowly drift away. I watched you find your living long way from Annandale.
It's Red Rock Hill from Iowa City tonight, live on Studio One, and we've got much more to come, so stay tuned for that. Jay, you sent me three new songs before you guys came tonight, and
yes.
I listened to those. And those, along with the Fine Line album before, suddenly occurred to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like sometimes you write songs in this world that's called Red Rock Hill, where like the dog gets hit by the car.
Yeah.
There's kind of like cowboy movies going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's crazy.
No, that's not crazy. They're definitely images from the time, when I lived in Utah and where I met Elise. And also some of the images are definitely from my childhood. And I grew up in the Northeast, but I always wanted to be in the West for some reason or other. And eventually when I got into my mid-20s, I moved out there, and it was just fantastic. So,
yeah, the West
yes.
has a role to play in
yeah, definitely.
Some of your songs.
Oh, yes, for certain, yeah.
All right, well, let's have more from Red Rock Hill.
All right. I think this song is pretty new, too. I think I wrote this winter. This song's called Feathers and Wax. This has some cowboy images in it. And music from my youth as well, some rock stars that I really liked.
I wish I was a turning rolling down the open road, spinning myself dizzy, shouldering nobody's load. I wish I was a freight train on the slow track of leaving town. I'd blow my whistle long and low, westbound and down. I wish I was the blue sky, I'd sit back and watch the storm clouds churn. Wishes were sunshine, know that I would burn. I wish. I wish I was the lizard king, the sky dog on his bike, my favorite long gone rock stars. I would bring them back to life. I wish I was a painting by a Fauvist master's hand, a work of art so stunning, I'd be worth 900 grand. I wish I was a blues man, heartbreak and sorrow I would sing. Wishes were guitars, you know I'd break my string. I wish. I wish I was a horseman, western rider on the plains. make up 100 cowboy songs. I'd rob 100 trains. I'd ride out under a sunburst sky. To the edges I would roam. If wishes were horses, know that I'd get thrown.
When we did our, we played here in 2012, and we did a song called River of Dust, and now this song is River of Life. It's actually a song I wrote in the 90s, and probably in the mid-90s, and it turns out it's very kind of a philosophical perspective on my how I live my life. Who knew? One, two, three, four.
I'm moving on down river's edge, looking for a sign just to see what she said. I move a little closer to the current flow, farther on down the river will grow. Swimming like a fish all through my head, I'm falling in the waters, getting deeper than red. I open my mouth to drink my share. Now I'm breathing water like air. There's a river of life running through my head. I'm waiting to find, to see what she said. Washing on down with a slot machine. There's water slide world and I'm squeaky clean. Well, swimming underwater, the river does move. Now my body is flowing down. Drifting in the current like a helpless case. I'm spinning in the water, it's over my face. Falling down, and a waterfall takes me underground. Stopping for a moment, I take a little rest. There's Holly and Will treating me like a guest. I find the right pylon and I'm off again, leaving Holly and Will and the dinosaur friends spinning and swimming through the current flow. Farther on down, the river will grow. Now the river of light running through my head, I'm waiting to find just to see what she said. Washing on down with a slot machine, there's water slide work and I'm squeaky clean. River of life is a soul to pay. I can see her running down by the garden swing. In the river of life is a sweet young thing. I can see her running, oh, down by the garden swing. She can take you down or leave you here to stay. She can take you down or leave you here to stay.
Thank you. Here's my slightly kooky Iowa version of a bluegrass song.
A bluegrass ghost song.
Yeah.
Which a lot of bluegrass songs are, I think.
Ghosts, and there is a killing. Anyway, I like to go trout fishing a lot in northeast Iowa, and there's some really interesting ancient Native American burial grounds, and they're all over the place, and I passed this one place called Pinnacon Ridge. It's a park off Highway 13, and anyway, I just imagined kind of a story that could have taken place there, having to do with the burial mounds.
On Pinnacon Ridge, she was lying on a burial mound way up on the higher ground. She went up there to fetch some roots, healing roots. She went up there to make the medicine to cure my burning fever. Thank you. there, go up there, just beware. You shouldn't ought to go up there. Didn't need them roots for healing. She found them in the sacred ground, haunted ground. She found them in the burial mound. She never did live to bring them down. She went up only for the morning. She did not heed my faithful warning. Gets up and walks around, all around. Her ghost gets up and walks around. I was just too scared to bring her down. Cause them natives haven't been round here, been round here for 600 years. Them natives haven't been round here for 600 years longer. She did not see the arrow coming. Could not hear the bowstring humming. Pinnacle Ridge, I left my darling on Pinnacle Ridge. She was lying on a burial mound, way up on the higher ground. She went up there to fetch some roots, and she got shot with an arrow. Now the ravens eat the marrow.
That's Red Rock Hill here on Studio One. Red Rock Hill from Iowa City. You know, Iowa City is one of those towns in Iowa that's got a reputation for a really vibrant music scene. What's your all of your takes on what's happening these days in Iowa City?
Well, we've been playing just with Red Rock Hill at the mill some. We play actually mostly at wineries in the area, and the wineries are really keeping a lot of the music going, especially the Americana music. Right in Iowa City, we've actually been losing some venues down there, some live music venues, and it's really too bad. I don't even know what all to attribute it to, so, you know, that's probably a topic for a...
somebody's thesis.
Yeah, or a... yeah, a different show with different folks on it, but we've been really fortunate to be supported by venues down there, and I know Jeff's band Dogs on Skis stays really busy too, so we sure can't complain. We're also kind of excited to see that there's some really cool little alternative venues popping up outside Iowa City, down towards Kelowna, and then pretty far south. With just people in their community who want to bring live music out to these rural areas. And they're getting some venues started and getting some bookings going at these places. And if folks just sort of watch for news about those or get on Facebook pages for them and stuff, I think that's going to be a great way to keep Americana music alive and keep us all out there playing together and hearing each other's stuff. So,
okay, well said, Elise. Red Rock Hill. Our thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Tony Daner. Thank you. I'm Mark Simmet, and thanks to Elise Philpott and Jay Wetmore. And Jeff Mussel tonight on bass for coming up from Iowa City and doing this for us tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark. Oh, and thanks to everybody that came in to listen tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
We're going to finish up here with an old... this is a really old song. So we did, like, the most recent songs I've written. We've done a few of those. And now this song is from 1984. Revisited, it's a breakup song.
One, two, three, go. Nothing left, I'm burning bridges to my past. Nothing concrete, there's nothing here to last. Slapped in the face by the wind from the new day. The wind that cleanses blows me all away. Hey, hey. With time in hand, my destiny in view, I'm shredding doctrines with the memory of you. One era's over and another's just begun. The wind that cleanses hits me like a gun's recoil. I'll build a new world, not like the old one. One where the steps are small, so I won't fall or stumble on my way. I'll start a new life, not like the old one. And you will see me there. You'll say, is that fair for you? Words you said, spoken cold with innocence, they struck me down and left me cold in consequence. Shot through the heart with bullets made of clay. There's nothing left, you blew it all away. Hey, hey. I'll build a new world, not like the old one. One where the steps are small, so I won't fall or stumble on my way. I'll start a new life, not like the old one. And you will see me there. You'll say, is that fair for you? Thank you.
Wow, you have been a most patient audience. Thank you.